God, please, we need you to. My heart is broken. My life feels empty. Can you come back and work it out again? I need you to. My mind. I know what the doctor said. But you healed me before. Can you touch my children? Bring them back home. I want my family back. My marriage. Can you work it out? Now, if anybody is listening, can you remember when you was down and nothing? And God stepped in right on time. And some way you made it out. So if you need God to show up again, shout. God, my life is broken. I need it. I'm staying up all night worried, God. I can't get out on my own. I need it. On me, God. But you're with me, so I got a feeling it's about to get better. Hey, my money's gonna get better, my family's getting better. Thank you, Jesus. I won't wait to shout. I'll praise you like it's already done. I just believe that you're turning my sad days into glad days, God. Hey, the curtains are opening. I feel better because God, you are. Specialize in repeat performances. Yeah, I know you can do it again.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. All right, so look at Jesus' life. John 2. 23 says, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Miracles. When they saw the what?
Miracles.
Means more than one. Okay. So Jesus did lots of miracles. John 3:2, the same came to Jesus by night talking about Nicodemus and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. You see, God had approved him and authenticated or validated him by the miracles that they saw. And Nicodemus was a Pharisee that said, nobody can do what you're doing unless God is with him. Sneaking around at night. Come to Jesus in the nighttime. We know you got to be from God, because no man can do these miracles that we see. Everybody say miracles.
Miracles.
John 6:2, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. So we see Jesus is doing miracles for people that are sick and diseased. The word disease means weak or ill, sick. So sometimes weakness is coming in your body. I'm going to tell you, the Lord wants to remove the weakness. And he wants to give you strength. Amen. And he'll work a miracle for you. If Jesus worked miracles on those that had diseases in the past yesterday, then he's still working miracles for the disease today. Amen. Whatever I see him doing yesterday, I can expect him to do today. Amen. John 11:47. I'm telling you today, don't you give up on God. Don't you give up on your dreams. Don't you give up on what you believe in God for. Because we serve a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And suddenlies. We have a God of suddenlies and surprises. Amen. Praise God. Y'all in John chapter 11? Verse 47. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. It says, so the chief priests and Pharisees called a meeting of the council, the Sanhedrin, and said, what are we to do? For this man performs many signs, evidences, miracles. They are trying to figure out how to handle Jesus. What are we going to do with this man? Because this man is not doing one miracle. This man is doing many miracles. That word many means great, and it means much. So we could say that they were looking at Jesus and said, this man doing great miracles. He's doing many miracles. He's doing much miracles. There are lots of things Jesus was doing, these signs, these wonders, these miracles. Jesus was always dispensing God's power to people. So if he did it yesterday, he got to be doing it today. So I'm saying, Jesus, here I am. My eyes are upon you because your eyes looking for somebody that's heart's perfect toward him. I say, here I am right now. Show yourself strong. When I say, Lord, show yourself strong, and I position myself in obedience and humility and in faith and in love, I'm going to tell you, God's found a place to demonstrate who he is, to manifest his power on my behalf and through me for somebody else. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at John 12:37. John 12:37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. How many miracles he did? So many. The Amplified says, even though he had done so many miracles before them, right before their eyes, yet they still did not trust in him and failed to believe in him. So, you know, even today, people can see a miracle and still not believe. They can see God do something so supernatural, you know God did it, and still will sit there and say, well, I don't believe in the Lord. Looking at a miracle and not believing. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is the same Jesus today as he was yesterday. And if he did miracles yesterday, if he did many miracles yesterday, he's doing many miracles today. Amen. And he's working through the church, and he's performing miracles on our behalf. And we can thank God for it. And we see that even after he was raised from the dead, that miracle working power went right on down through the church. In Acts chapter 3, we had the man that was crippled from his birth. That was healed. And the Bible says that there was a notable miracle that was performed on him. We see that Jesus did so much. In Acts 6:8, it says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. In Acts 6:8-6, it says, and the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Acts 19:11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Now that word miracles there is the word dunamis. God wrought special power through Paul's hands. God demonstrated special power through his hand. Dunamis power flow through his hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That same power flows through your hands. Hallelujah. Can't you lay hands on the sick and they get well? Do you believe that? I believe that we can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover because Jesus will confirm the word with signs following. You see, I don't have to perform the miracle. I just have to believe God for it. Amen. I just have to trust in the heart of God that God is willing and he's generous and he's disposed to do favors and they expect God to do it. And you know what? He responds. Thank God for it. I believe in miracles. Amen. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 12:10 says, to another, the working of miracles, the working of power. That's that word dunamis again. The working of power. Amen. Galatians 3:5. He therefore that ministered you the Spirit and worketh miracles, worketh power among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. And then Hebrews 2:4 says, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. God bore witness to what was being preached with signs, wonders, and divers miracles. That word miracle there is the word dunamis again. Different power, different manifestations of his power. So if God did it yesterday, if Jesus did it yesterday, then he's doing it today. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve the same Jesus of the Bible. You understand? He ain't dead. He's alive. And if Jesus performed miracles yesterday, he'll perform miracles today. So you need to raise your level of expectation and begin to believe God to do something supernatural in your life. Because, and I'm going to tell you this here. You ain't got to twist his arm for him to do it. I'm going to tell you, he's waiting on somebody that will believe him. If you'll just say, God, show off. Show yourself strong. That's what that means. It means to show forth. Amen. Glory to God. Show forth your glory in my life. Lord, I'm available. Go ahead. I believe you, Lord, for the supernatural and the miraculous, for signs and wonders. When you cast out devils, that's a sign. Yes. And it's a miracle, too, because you did something that nothing natural can do. Right? God used you and you used the name of Jesus. Amen. When you cast the devil out of somebody or rebuke the devil and get him to run from somebody, I'm going to tell you, that's all supernatural. You can't do that naturally. You can't yabba-dabba-do the devil. You can't twitch your nose and make him run. You can't shout loud enough to make him run. You can't scream loud enough to move him, but you can invoke the name of Jesus and the word of God, and I'll tell you, he'll flee from you. You submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll run from you. That's supernatural. It is supernatural that I can say, Satan, I rebuke you and bind you and forbid you to operate here, and he stopped. There's some power there somewhere being released.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Strongholds are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana.
I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion
beginning September 6th through the 9th.
This conference is designed to strengthen you, empower you, equip you, and bless you by focusing on the life-changing power of the Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. We're going to saturate ourselves